Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodges here with the sport. It was a busy night in the Premier League, Pádraig.
It was, yeah. I mean, it's a sign that the festive season is coming in, all these midweek matches. And the league leaders Liverpool were held to a 3-3 draw by Newcastle, a thrilling game at St James's Park. Mo Salah looked to have set Liverpool up for the win with two goals in the second half, but Newcastle netted a 90th minute equaliser. Goalkeeper Quirin Kelleher opted to leave a cross from a wide free kick go wide, but Fabian Schär slid in to angle the ball over the line. And this is what the Liverpool manager Arne Slot had to say about Kelleher's error.
He's done remarkably well for us, so good in all these games. Even today he was, till the last minute, really good for us. Unfortunately for him, he misjudged the situation where a right-footed centre-back gets the ball 30 centimetres before the touchline from a crazy angle and still finds a way to score it. So that was real unlucky for him and for us in the end as well. But we've conceded three goals. The last one probably he could have done a bit better, but the first two goals, other players could have done a bit better.
Arsenal reduced Liverpool's lead at the top to 7 points with a 2-0 win against Manchester United. Manchester City emerged from their poor run, recording a 3-0 victory over Nottingham Forest. Everton hammered Wolves 4-0 at Goodison Park. Aston Villa recorded a 3-1 victory at home to Brentford. And bottom club Southampton lost 5-1 to Chelsea and also had their captain Jack Stevens sent off for pulling an opponent's hair during the game. The FAI has apologised after a graphic on a map of Ireland in the match programme for the Republic of Ireland Women versus Wales labelled County Derry as Londonderry. An FAI statement described it as a genuine mistake. The association previously committed to a review of its programme production process after the Latvian players for an under-21 international were incorrectly named, including one player being listed as Robert the Liar. Delegates at tonight's FAI General Assembly meeting will decide on whether to vote in a rule change that would bring in a calendar year schedule at all levels of the game. A close vote is expected on this one.
Yeah, a big change. This could be a big change for lots of people because the National League, the big leagues, play their seasons between February and October, November. But most underage leagues operate on the school season on the basis that, well, school children are going to be unavailable during summer holidays, during Christmas holidays, and more importantly, the people who coach them are likely to be unavailable. Then the DDSL, one of the biggest leagues in Dublin, resisted this a couple of years ago. This will be a fairly contentious vote tonight, Pádraig.
Yeah, it seems to be. And those who are pushing it point out that Ireland is actually the only country in the UEFA network that doesn't have an aligned schedule across all the levels of the game. And even if it does come in, it's going to take several years for it to be implemented. Alex Dunn from Clonbillogue in County Offaly has been named as the Motorsport Ireland International Driver of the Year. The teenager has been one of the sport's rising stars in recent years. His goal for next year is to compete in F2, and that's only one step away from his dream of making it to Formula 1. And Alex spoke yesterday about his involvement in the McLaren Driver Development Programme.
My dad was kind of the one who was dealing with it. You know, he pretty much manages my whole career, so any of the phone calls about it or anything like that, he all got directly. And I remember one day that he got a phone call, and then he called me straight away and said, Alex, we're going to MTC, which is the McLaren Technology Centre, because we have a meeting about the driver development programme. And I was a little bit shocked. I didn't really know what to say. And then I had a meeting there at the time with one of their engineers, Stephanie Carlin, Emanuele Piro and Zach Brown. I want to say it was 2 or 3 weeks later when we were driving home from a test I was doing, and we got the text that it was going ahead and that they wanted me to be a part of the McLaren Driver Development Programme. So definitely, I think that was the first. Normally I'm not a very emotional person, but I think that was the first time in recent years of my career where I got quite emotional, and I think being a part of McLaren for me was a massive thing. And you know, even getting to F3 this year, McLaren's are the one who made that possible. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do F3, and the same thing with moving forward. So they've played a big part in it for me.
That's Alex Dunn. Next season's Allianz Football League game between Louth and Meath is expected to be played in Inneskeen. Limited capacity at grounds within the county will see Louth return to the venue that staged the championship fixture between the counties this year. Inneskeen will also host the league game between Monaghan and Cork. It's probably the only inter-county ground where the commentators get Pavlova at halftime.
Very nice. Could they not just move the game to Navan, no?
No, that's not on the agenda, no. That would be the last option, I'd imagine.
I'm sure Louth and Meath would get on well enough to facilitate that, no?
Possibly. We'll see. They've no history at all, of course. In his annual report for County Convention, the Limerick Secretary Michael Reardon writes that the most worrying prospect in the county at the moment is the lack of referees. He also referred to the damage caused to the pitch at the Gaelic grounds by last December's Munster Club football final, which was played in monsoon conditions. Tickets will not be available at the gate for next year's Dublin Racing Festival in Leopardstown. The two-day meeting has been switched to a booking-only event. Longford teenager Joe Shannon lost to Robert Milkins in the snooker shootout in Leicester. And in golf, Tom McKibben is teeing off around now with the Nedbank Golf Challenge in South Africa. The early leader is Spain's Pablo Larrazabal.